everybody's probably, can everybody hear me okay back there? Y'all can hear? Okay. Everyone's probably like, hurry up already. We want to try the beer and the chocolate. But the goal here, yeah, two thumbs up, is to go a little bit slower. Like Fred said, we have four different beers. The chocolates come from the chocolate therapist. Everything is all natural. No artificial ingredients of any kind. It's pure organic flavoring oils. I'll describe the chocolates as we're going. But we are going to do four beers with two chocolates. You'll go from left to right on your plate. So also I want to give a big hand to Bradley Latham, who organized this entire thing. And he came into my shop wrestling nine beers in there and forced me to sit and drink beer with them all afternoon and eat chocolate after chocolate after chocolate. So we suffered for you guys. Say yay for Bradley. We had to go through it to find what works. So we are going to start with the Beer Hive, which is the lightest of the beers that we're doing. We're kind of moving from lightest to darkest. And I'm going to let Fred talk a little bit about the beer, and then I'll introduce the two chocolates.
So one Beer Hive is a honey and ginger triple that we make in the summer, for the summer. It's part of our High Gravity series, so it only comes out one time a year. We're using Michigan-raised honey. Actually, our quality control director, Little John, raises the honey himself, which is a fun thing for us to do. And I think what I like about it is we combine honey and ginger in this Belgian style that's a triple. So triples are already bringing some esters forward, some fruity character, maybe some spiciness, a little bit of sweetness. We're going to accentuate that with some honey. And I find the ginger to be a secondary flavor that is not so prominent on your palate, but what it really does is dry the finish and let you taste the deeper parts of the honey. It lets you get to some of the complexity of honey that normally might hide behind the sweetness. And I think that makes it a great pairing beer because it's not just sweet on sweet. I think the honey can kind of embrace some of the other flavors because we've accented it, we've contrasted it with the ginger.
So the first chocolate that we're going to do is actually the milk chocolate. It's the second chocolate on your plate. It looks like a triangle. It's all milk chocolate infused with organic amaretto cappuccino oil. And we chose this chocolate because it really mellows the beer. But the key is to take your time, let the chocolate melt a little, take a good long smell, get those scents going. You know, 90% of everything that you taste comes from your sense of smell. So you want to smell it. Take a small bite of the chocolate, get it rolling around in your mouth, and then add the beer. And note how the beer changes. Now, if you didn't put the whole thing in your mouth, you can do it the other way. Add the beer first, then put the chocolate in as well. And you might want to save a teeny tiny little piece for one of the other beers, because you never know. All chocolate could possibly go with all beers. Who better than you to do the research, right? So this really changes the profile of the beer, kind of mellows it out a little bit, brings up some of the sweetness of the honey. Again, it's a milk chocolate, so kind of an unusual pairing with beer. And the second one you want to try with this beer, because the beer has ginger in it, we chose a dark chocolate covered ginger. And you have five of those little dark chocolate covered ginger right there, the very first chocolate that's on your plate. Again, you can do the same thing. Put the chocolate in your mouth. Get the flavors going around, then add the beer. And what we thought when we paired the beer with the ginger is that it really brought up that ginger element, you know, it really brings that forward. And the dark chocolate just kind of a nice addition to smooth things out. Anyone having any trouble? Y'all right? Everybody good? Yeah, you're good. This is great. I always like to see a lot of women in the crowd, and I have a feeling it's because of the chocolate. So men, when you're wondering what to give your woman, always chocolate, right? Right, ladies? Chocolate is good.
I think one thing that's interesting about those two together is that I felt the chocolate brought some nuttiness and the malt forward in the beer on the amaretto chocolate. And then I felt the beer was bringing things forward in the chocolate and the ginger bean. And so that's part of pairing too, is they can both accentuate one another, or one can pull something more forward in one. Because the idea of pairing is not just to eat and drink two things that are good next to each other. It's to bring them together with the expectation of change, that these two combined will create an experience that's different than either one of them by themselves. And I do think that happened here in a nice way.
I just have to mention one thing about the Beer Hive. There wasn't a single chocolate in our shop that didn't go with it. So this is homework. You go get some Beer Hive. You go get your favorite chocolate. See if it works. It went great with everything. It was hard to choose which two chocolates to pair it with. So this is an extraordinary beer to pair with chocolate for future reference.
All right. The next beer we have is the Poet. So the Poet is an oatmeal stout. It's a year-round brand for us, thankfully, because people like to drink it all the time. An oatmeal stout is kind of a beautiful mix of worlds. It's got all the roastiness of a traditional stout. The oats bring a creaminess to it, a softness to the mouthfeel, a smoothness to it. So to me, you can really go many different directions with this, again, as a pairing beer. It's kind of a classic chocolate pairing beer, going straight to the chocolate rather than the truffle or the candy. Because it has nice coffee tones, it has nice chocolate tones. These are all from roasted malted barley. So this is a beer that's pretty much a go-to. If you have a hunk of dark chocolate and you're thinking about what can I do with this, think about porters, oatmeal stouts, and stouts. It's a very complementary pairing, meaning it's like flavors with like flavors. It's not the only way to pair, but it's pretty surefire.
The chocolate that I chose for this, or that Bradley and I chose, two little RX squares. One is just a plain chocolate, and they might have gotten mixed up on your plate. One has a little bit of espresso, ground espresso on it. So you want to take the smooth one first. That's the plain 55% dark chocolate. Again, hold it in your fingers, let it melt a little, take your time, smell it, get that chocolate kind of rolling in your mouth, and then add the beer. The goal is to find out how the flavors pair, and if the chocolate is just crunched up and not melted in your mouth, you're not going to be able to get a true idea of what the pairing is like. The other little piece of chocolate that has like a little grit on it, as I mentioned, that has some espresso, much darker, heavier flavor, pulls the chocolate darker, also going to pull the heavier flavors out of the beer. The oats and, there's chocolate flavor in the beer as well, too, so that's going to bring all of that up. So go ahead and try both pairings as you enjoy the beer.
One thing to think about with these two chocolates, this is a great example of two flavors that are in many stouts. The straight up dark chocolate is going to really evoke those chocolate tones that are in the Poet. The Poet's going to taste a little sweeter and a little chocolatier during that chocolate. You go to the one with espresso in it, and it's going to link up to the coffee tones that are in the Poet. So the Poet is going to now taste roastier and a little drier, less sweet, more coffee's going to come forward. So that's the idea of what can happen just between your mindful choices in terms of what you're eating and drinking. And both are favorable. You can just lead yourself down different paths.
One thing I want to mention about chocolate when you're out there looking for your own chocolate to pair with beer, what's in the chocolate, very important. You want to look for all natural ingredients. Stay away from artificial dyes, colors, flavorings, that kind of thing, because you're looking for purity of flavors to pair with the pure flavors in the beer. I'm sorry to say you're not going to get an extraordinary pairing if you're starting with a subpar chocolate. So go for the best chocolate, right? Your beer deserves it, right? Yeah. Chocolate and beer. Let's go. Does everybody have dragon's milk for pairing number three? Everybody got dragon's milk? Okay, so give you a couple more minutes here.
Volunteers? Okay, here they come with dragon's milk. So while they're pouring dragon's milk, I'll tell you a little bit about it, which is good because this beer has a little longer story. This is a barrel-aged stout. Really, it's kind of a strong dark ale. It's most like a stout. It's kind of its closest style. It was designed specifically to go into the barrel, into a bourbon barrel. It started out as a single batch beer that we did once a year. Now it's a big part of our lineup, and we're doing it year-round. We're moving a ton of bourbon barrels through the brewery. So it's a pretty exciting beer with a fair amount of complexity. At the same time that it's complex, it's one of the most soft, easygoing, multi-purpose food beers I know of. This gets used in all courses of beer dinners. It can pair with salads and balsamic. It can pair with beef and mushrooms. It can pair with just about any dessert. And it's certainly agile with chocolate. Why? Well, those flavors that I listed earlier that are available in beer, many of them are present in this beer, and what you're eating and what's going on and what temperature it's at and what you're thinking about is going to bring different flavors forward at different times. And we work to have a very blended, married composition so that they can do that easily and not fight with one another. So we have nice roasted dark tones of the dark beer, the base beer. When we age it in the bourbon barrel, we're going to pick up a lot of vanilla from the wood. You can also pick up coconut from that wood aging. Then you're also going to have the bourbon characteristic. So depending on what's going on, those different things will come forward at different times. But again, when you look at the malted, the flavors of the malt in this beer, you're going to talk about coffee and you're going to talk about chocolate. You talk about the barrel, vanilla, and coconut. Maybe some nuttiness in there as well. Then you talk about bourbon. You have a lot of opportunities there to bridge with favorable flavors.
The beer goes particularly good with chocolate because of the vanilla undertones that it has. Vanilla and chocolate are a synergistic pairing, so anytime you're adding vanilla to chocolate, you're getting wonderful flavor. The first chocolate that we chose, and this looks chocolate number 5 on your plate. It's half of a 4-leaf clover. It's Irish cream. So it's infused with organic Irish cream oil. It has a little coconut oil in the soft in the center, so you're going to taste a little coconut as well. 55% all natural dark chocolate. So again, take your time. Just put a small piece of chocolate in the mouth. You want to get the pairing. Smell the beer, smell the chocolate, get all the senses working, nice and slow. I know it's not typically the American way to slow down like this, but for beer and chocolate, you're going to make an exception. So Irish cream is the first chocolate.
It's nice. One of the things I like about pairing, too, is that oftentimes you're blending, you're matching intensities. So as food is intense, you might, or is complex, you might choose a similarly intense beer. And what a good bridge will do is it will make it something that's fairly strong or bold act light on its feet. So to me, one thing that this first pairing does is this dark stout that's aged in a barrel and is at 10% ABV really tastes like a really easygoing drink. It's light, it's flavorful, it's refreshing, it's kind of comfort. And so at that point, you're talking, and what I like about that is because it's flavored, Flavor Bridge has made that happen. So now we're not talking about big beers we have to stay away from and, oh my goodness, I couldn't. All we're talking about is serving size and pairing.
The next chocolate that you're going to try, the sixth chocolate on your plate, infused with organic pomegranate oil. So you have the Irish cream on one side, kind of a mellow flavor, very unique. The pomegranate going to bring up the fruity element of the beer and probably going to taste a little bit more vanilla too. So the goal with each of the pairings was to completely give you two totally separate experiences because every palate is different. Some people might like one and not like the other. Some people are going to like both. Some people won't like either. If you don't like either, I don't know. You better keep trying it. Everybody doing okay so far? You're happy? Beer and chocolate go together, yes? Who would have guessed?
One of the things I like about this pairing is I often pour this beer for people that are red wine drinkers and don't think they like beer, but they like coffee, they like chocolate, they like red wine. And to me, sometimes you can pick up somewhat of a tannic character from the barrel aging, an oakiness that's almost less beer-like and edging towards wine. And that comes forward at different times, and to me the pomegranates really make sense with that. There's this kind of tannic structure that embraces them and makes them feel like they're at home.
Right, it's a little surprising.
And I get more oakiness than I do the chocolate character of the beer.
Yeah, just to note, these chocolates were all made just for this event, so they're very fresh. Another big plus when you're pairing anything, wines, beers, whiskeys, coffee, work.
Yeah, delicious. How's everybody doing? All right. We have one left. Are you ready? All right. The next beer is Charcuta Rye. So this is a beer we release every September. So pretty fresh also. This is an interesting hybrid of styles. We make a Doppelbock, which we all know is a strong German lager, very malt forward, but with a somewhat clean finish because of the lager yeast. But instead of a typical malt bill, we're adding rye to it, so there's a little bit of spiciness from that grain. And then on top of that, we also use a small percentage of barley that's been smoked over cherry wood. So one, smoked malt is going to bring smoke flavors in. That's a whole different ballgame in terms of the flavor wheel. But most smoked beers are getting barley that's been smoked over beechwood, which is a drier smoke. Smoking it over cherry wood brings a certain amount of fruit character and a certain amount of sweetness forward, and we like how that works in this composition. So you're going to get some smoke, you're going to get a lot of malt roastiness, caramelized flavors, and you're going to get some underlying fruit. This beer is often paired with more savory dishes, roasted pork. You know, it's used with a lot of pork and fruit dishes, barbecue, short ribs, all that kind of stuff. But there's a lot of flavors in here that make sense in a dessert setting. Oftentimes we'll do it with fruit crisp, where we're going to have a lot of caramelized sugars or breadiness, some soft fruit, some sauces, etc. In the chocolate world, it has a much lower number of chocolates or truffles or candies that it's going to work with. But when it works, it's probably the beer that will shine amongst all the others for that particular chocolate. And to me, I think dried fruit or fruit in general is one of the key bridges that will bring a secondary flavor of the beer forward, and the beer brings a match to the chocolate that most other beverages wouldn't be able to do.
Well, like what Fred said, we really had to work hard to find a chocolate to pair with this, and we tried it with everything in the shop. Raspberry, sangria, milk chocolate, maple, toffee, we did it all. And finally, we settled on organic black cherry with 55% dark chocolate. It works with pulling up the cherry wood in the beer, so go ahead and give that last chocolate a try, just a small piece. Make sure you get enough of the center so that you can really taste the cherry, and then add the beer. It was an amazing pairing, and once we finally got to it, you can see how hard the work was. So we did all that just for you guys. Just want you to know.
I think it's also important to remember to smell this beer. You'll pick up some of that maltiness and smokiness, and then, you know, taste the balance between what's in the nose and what's in the body, and then do the same really with your chocolate and let both of them kind of come in. And you might have to open some doors a little bit. Some of these flavors might be challenging to you at first, but if you think about how they relate to one another, and you might find that some of them are more accessible than normal. What's that? Again, I think, you know, what may seem like a very assertive beer by itself, with this pairing, seems really easygoing. And pairing isn't meant to, like, quiet down a good flavor. It's not meant to say, oh, thank God I don't have to taste those flavors anymore. But it is meant to balance things, right? Bring things in balance. Make the whole experience, both of these, a single composition rather than one and then the other one. When the flavors are working, it just starts to seem like, oh, I like all that. And that's the idea. And this beer becomes much less assertive. The smoke becomes integrated into the fruit. And you just think, I like it, rather than, is this smoky? Is it too smoky? Is it not? You really, your brain and your palate just start saying, yes.
So I just want to tell you, when you're out there looking for your own chocolates to pair with beer and looking for those beers, look up the flavor profiles on the back of the bottle or on the internet, and then pull those flavors in with the chocolate. That's how you can find your own. Another great thing to do with your friends, you host with one kind of beer and have all of your friends bring different kind of chocolate. Right, so you have a great party, and you really find exactly which chocolate goes with your favorite beer, but you get all your friends to bring the chocolate. Sound good? Can you do it? All right, thank you everybody so much for coming. Do you have any other?
Yes, thank you all also. And I just want to say, I do a lot of pairing presentations, and we, a lot of beer professionals can help you learn how to pair, but the most important tool you all have is your palate and mindfulness. All these flavors are here. You're pairing every day if you think about it. You know what things you like together and what you don't. If you open yourself up to these flavors, You'll figure out how to make better pairings all the time. If you're looking for more resources, go to craftbeer.com, and there's lots of tools there to help you find new flavors. So thank you all for your attention. Hope you enjoyed the beer and chocolate. We'll see you out there on the floor. Happy GABF.
Please come and see me down in downtown Littleton. We're making all the chocolates right on site. Everybody has a card. Very fresh, all natural. We always have a lot of samples. So thank you.
Cheers, everybody.
And let's give a great big hand for Fred Biltman, our beer evangelist, Julie Peck, the beer therapist. To all of you, thank you for coming. Thank you to the to Mackenzie Latham, to our volunteers for helping out, and to our AV artist, Patrick. Thank you. Have a great night. We'll see you next. Podcasts of these beer and food presentations are available at craftbeer.com. They'll be on there in about 2 weeks.